If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning. The 23rd Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I want to preach just a little while, if God help me this morning, on this thought, I'm thankful. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving here in just a few days. And I tell you, if we as children of God would just take time between now and then and just meditate on all the good things that God's done for us. Amen. Everything that we've went into and everything that He brought us out of. Amen. He could leave us in dark valleys. But ain't you glad that He never leaves you nor forsakes you? When you go through the valleys and the dales, praise God, He's there with you. And when you're on the mountain, praise God, He's there with you. Hey, praise, everywhere you go, if you're a child of God, there He is. Amen. I'm glad, hey, I don't want to get away from Him and I don't want to leave Him. And I know this morning, praise God, He promised He'd never leave me. And I don't know about you, but that makes my heart glad this morning to know, praise God, that He'd always be there for me. And I'm thankful this morning for all that He does. As I look at this morning, I can see a real confession. That real confession is, "The Lord is my shepherd." I'm glad I can say this morning that I've taken my place at the feet of the Savior. Amen. I'm thankful this morning that I've taken my place as a little Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. I've bowed before Him. I've cast my cares upon Him. I said, "Lord, here I am. Take me." Amen. Hey, there's a lot of things in my life that I still have to fix. But I thank God this morning that I'm serving a fixing God. I'm thankful this morning that I'm serving a living Savior. I'm thankful this morning that I can come to the feet of the great Shepherd. Praise God. With the cares of this life, I can put them at His feet and ask Him to help me with my cares. And He's ever present. Amen. It's the shepherd of my soul to lift me up and show me, praise God, the mercy and grace of a living God this morning. I'm glad this morning, praise God, and I have a confession, praise Lord, and I come to the shepherd, praise God, and the shepherd received me, praise God, as one of His own. Amen. I come into the fold. Amen. Hey, I don't have to hang out outside the fold. I'm glad, praise God, I can get in. Hey, I'm glad you can get in this morning in the fold. Come in where the shepherd is this morning. Where the protecting hand of God, where Lord will help you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I have a confession. I've got a real confession this morning that I belong to the precious Lamb of God. I come to Him. And He received me unto Himself. Praise the Lord. Hey, have you come to the shepherd this morning? Amen. Hey, if you come to Him, I guarantee He said He'll no wise cast you out. Amen. But He'll receive you if you come to Him this morning. If you got a confession. Amen. We got to come with a confession, praise God, that we're nothing. He's everything this morning. He is our all in all. Amen. Hey, you know what we do? We go so many times and we beat through this old world and this old life, praise God, trying to do this and trying to do that. But I want to say, praise God, we've got one this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ that'd do it for us if we'll let Him. Amen. We just plow along with the great shepherd leading us every step of the way. The shepherd wants to lead us. That's what a shepherd does. He leads us, praise God. He leads us into those green pastures. And He leads us beside those still waters, praise God. I will say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Now I realize my ignorance. My mind was blinded by the things of this world. And see, when I come to a confession, I realize it. Praise God, my mind. Hey, I wasn't focused on the right thing. I wasn't going in the right way. I wasn't doing the things that please God. But I realized in my confession, praise God, that there was a true and a living God who had a new and a better way. Amen? The way that we're going in this whole world, if we're going within ourselves, we're just, it's kind of, sometimes we you get out there by yourself, you get trying to do things by yourself. It's kind of like, you ever tried to push a rope? Huh? Have you ever tried to push a rope? It just wads up in one place. I'm afraid a lot of our lives, praise God, we just got a wadded up rope. Amen? But if we got the great shepherd going before us, praise God, and He's leading us, amen, He keeps just the right tension on the rope. Amen? So it don't wad up on you. Hey, glory to God. When I realized that I was blind, praise God, and He helped me to see, glory to God, I seen Him as the shepherd of my soul. Amen. Have you seen Him as the shepherd of your soul? I mean, if you got to confession, you realize your mind blindness, praise God, all of a sudden there was a marvelous light. It began to shine down in your soul. Amen. See, I think what's happening in the world today is we've got this darkness in our mind. And every now and then the light will shine, praise God, but it never gets down to our soul. Amen. We got, the Bible says that they're always learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Why we try to cipher it out, and we try to philosophize it, and we try to understand it, amen, in our minds. But praise God, it takes Bible said the Word of God is spiritually discerned. It takes the Spirit of God to take it from our mind, take it to our heart, praise God, and draw us with true confession unto the precious Lamb of God. Amen. That's when it makes a difference in our lives. That's when the blinders are taken off and we begin to see. Praise the Lord. When I realized my mind was blind. Not only when I realized my mind was blind, when I realized my waywardness. Amen. That I had gone astray. Hey, if we ever realize, praise God, time to time, we go astray. Amen. Say amen on me. Sometimes we go astray. Praise God. We stray away from God. We stray away, praise God, in the world. The devil, he's out there. He's an alluring rascal. And he said, hey, come on over here a little while. Come on over here just a little. Hey, it'll be all right. Just come on over here. And he'll get you, praise God, off that straight and that narrow path, praise God. And he'll cut the road off where you can't get back. Amen. But when I realized, praise God, that I had gone astray, that I was I'd missed the mark. I wasn't going the way God would have me to go. Praise God, I realized, praise God, in my confession that I had to do something about it. I had to come back to where I was, where I'd got away from that great hope. Amen. When we get back to the great hope, praise God, in our confession and realize that, hey, I've gone astray. You know, if we could ever just realize, be honest with ourselves, praise God, that we ain't going the right way, then God in His magnificence, praise God, can begin to guide us and lead us back to the path. Amen. When we begin to realize that we've gone the wrong way. Every one of us do it. Amen. We do it. We get out of the will of God. We go in the wrong direction. We seek a wrong direction. When we should be just seeking the direction of the sun. Amen. I want to say, praise God, when you follow the sun, you'll never go wrong. Amen. Glory to God. We keep the sun, praise God, in our face. Amen. We keep the sun in our faith. Praise God, the sun will always direct us in the right path. Amen. Amen. But a lot of times we won't put the sun behind us. Amen. But hey, God, hey, we can't put the sun behind us if He's our shepherd. We have to let Him lead us. Our sun has to be in front of us. It has to be in our face. Not only when I realized my waywardness, but when I realized my helplessness. Amen. Hey, that I was undone. Amen. It's kind of like those ropes, praise God. You can take a rope and you can take three cords and you can bind them together. You can twist them together. And man, you got a strong bond. You got a strong rope. But when you let those begin to be unwound, amen, it begins to get weaker and weaker and weaker. But see, that's what happens in a lot of our life, praise God. Our cord begins to be undone. It's kind of like when you cut a rope, you know, one of those nylon ropes and the end's been burnt. But when you cut it off, it begins to fray. It begins to untwist. And it begins to come in disarray. And then it becomes weak. See, when I realize, praise God, when I realize that I'm becoming weak, praise God, then I've got to run to the shepherd, praise God, the keeper of my soul, and he'll tighten me back up, praise God. Glory to God. He'll cauterize that thing, and he'll make me whole in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Make me strong again. But I believe that's when I realize that I'm undone. That's when God begins to do the most magnificent work. When I begin to wonder, and I begin to say, hey, you know, Lord, why? Praise God. That's when the Lord says, you know what? I got this. Amen. When he says, hey, you know what? I can minister to you. I can minister through you. Praise God. For the glory of a great and a mighty God. I have the purpose and a plan. And even one for you when we say, you know what? I just don't understand it. Lord, I don't understand why I'm having to go through this. He said, everything that we go through will make us stronger. Amen. Everything that we have to go through, praise God, will make us stronger. See, why do we need to do that? God, so we can realize our dependency. Amen. So we can realize it, that I will trust Him. Amen. We have to realize that we've got a great shepherd. We've got a chief shepherd. We've got a master shepherd. Praise God. And He's taking us along. He's leading us along. And He'll not let us fall in the pit. He'll not let us go by the wayside. He'll not let us stray, praise God, if we'll trust in Him. He'll minister. He is the minister of our souls. Amen. With crook and shaft, praise God, He'll guide us along. Every step of the way. All the days of our lives. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'll not let the wolves devour us. He'll not let the world destroy us. He'll not let us, praise God, be without. He's an almighty God this morning and a shepherd, the shepherd of our souls. He loves us and cares for us, and He'll continually lead us along. Amen. We have that blessed hope because the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. A real confession. Amen, this morning. Not only a real confession, but peaceful assurance. We have assurance in the Lord because He said, He is my shepherd. Now, it's a personal thing this morning. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. If you're saved this morning, the Lord is your shepherd. He's the shepherd of your soul. He's the one that'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll show you. Amen. Just like He's little fellas that's getting in, Jason and Blake and these others, praise God. Amen. If you'll let Him, He'll lead you, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. Amen. He'll show you the right path. Amen. Not only will He show you the path, but He'll lead you down that path. Amen. He does the same for all of us. You say, well, would He really do that for old Brother Bill? Amen. He'll do that for you too. Amen. Amen. He's the shepherd of your soul. It's personal with Christ. Amen. He's a personal Savior this morning that came to bleed and die for the sins of the world. Amen. Amen. So if we'll trust in Him, amen, He'll give us that peaceful assurance that we're His. Amen. And hey, I'm His and He's mine. Praise the Lord. Not only does He give that peaceful assurance, but He purchased me. I know it because He purchased me with His blood. Amen. It was His precious blood, praise God, that gives me that assurance. If He didn't love me, praise God, He wouldn't shed His blood for me. Amen. Amen. But I've got that peaceful assurance this morning that He loved me enough to shed His blood for me. See, I take that personally this morning. I realize, hey, I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 I believe, brother, He died for old Jeff Massey. I wasn't worthy of it. I was wicked as hell itself. I deserved to die and go to hell. Amen. Amen. But Jesus died for me. He shed, Brother Jason, He shed His blood for Amen. Me. Praise God.
Yeah,
come to where I was at and realized my sinfulness and said, Father, I'll go for Jeff Massey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Came and died for my old wicked sins. That I could go free, praise God. I'm not bound by my sin no more. I'm serving a risen Amen. Savior. Praise Amen. God. He died for me. Shed His blood for me. Amen. He offered redemption. Amen. For me. Not only did He die for me, He shed His blood for me, but He redeemed me. He paid the price of my sin. Amen. Glory to God. What assurance we have. What peace. And He shed His blood. He bought me. Hey, listen, when the devil comes to you and says, hey, you're not worthy, you're not fit for nothing, you say, hey, wait a minute, devil, you stinking lying rascal, the blood's been applied, hey, Jesus bought me, I don't belong to you no more, Jesus owns me. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, if we could ever get a hold of that, we could give a devil a fit. Amen. If we could get a hold of that, praise God, at that blood that was shed, that redeeming price that was paid, that price of redemption that was paid, bought us from our sins. Amen. When they said, hey, listen, old Brother Rex Hoagland, he done this. Old devil said, he done that. Over there one night, he did this. And
He was in jail for that and all these things. Hey, listen, when the devil does that, all you got to do is plead the blood and say, hey, devil, I realize I'm just as guilty as can be, but I don't have to confess them to you, devil. I've already confessed to my Savior. He forgave me and He washed me in the blood. Praise God. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And today, hey, when I stand, praise God, and the devil accuses me, he said, you know what? He said, I don't see God the Father. Said, say, devil, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I don't see nothing but the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, you talk about giving the devil a fit. If we could just feel like we've been bought with a price, a great price.
Amen.
Amen. Precious blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. I've got a peaceful assurance in the blood of the Lamb that He done that for me. Amen. He done that for me because He loved me this much. Amen. Praise the Lord. And not only did He purchase me blood, but He leads me by His Spirit. Amen. I'm glad there's something that moved into my heart. Hey, listen, they used to be an old vile darkness, sir. Amen. Hey, it done things that it oughtn't to do. It said things it oughtn't to do. I used to say words I shouldn't say. Amen. Used to go places, Brother Jason, I shouldn't have went. Used to do things that I shouldn't have done. But praise God, there's something moved inside my heart. And it began to stir down the depths of my soul. I'm just telling you about me this morning because I can claim the precious blood of Jesus. I can claim, praise God, that He's the shepherd of my life. He moved in, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, took up His abode in my heart and changed me and changing me into a different person.
Yes.
Hey, youngins, your daddy ain't that man I used to be. But I ain't that man I'm going to be either.
Amen.
Amen. He's still working on me to make me what He'd have me to be. Amen. Hey, not what would be pleasing to the world, not to be pleasing to people, not even to be pleasing to this church, but He's making me into that vessel of honor at one glorious day. He can present to Himself without blemish or spot or any such thing. And when He presents us, praise God, into the precious presence of a holy God, He'll say, hey, here He is, God, one of yours. He said, I told you, hey, you can get, look, I've not lost one. Praise God. There they are in perfect perfection. Just like I said I'd bring them unto Thee. Amen. Hey, let's say the old devil tells you that Jesus is going to present you to the Father with all this stuff. God, Jesus ain't going to present you to the Father with all this stuff that you carry around down here. Amen. Now hear me this morning. Jesus is going to present you to the Father without spot or blemish or any such thing. The Bible says in heaven there's nothing that defiles. Amen. All that stuff's gone, man. Cast in seed forgetfulness, amen. Never to be remembered against you no more. Not that God can't. He could come, hey, he could bring, Brother Eddie, He could bring back everything you ever done and say, well, I remember when you was off there in California, a little old young teenage boy cutting a shine. But you know what? When the devil takes him there, he just goes and he said, yes, and, devil, I hear what you're saying, but all I see is the blood.
Amen.
Amen. I can't recall what you're talking about. Amen. It don't come to my remembrance. I don't care to think on that no more.
Amen.
That's the God I'm talking about this morning. That's the one I'm thankful for. This morning, I thank God for that sweet Spirit that leads me day by day. It's the Spirit of God that leads us. We just have to be led. Amen. Hey, we're sheep. I told you the other day, we're sheep. We don't have no sense. Now, I ain't putting nobody down. We just, as sheep, sheep don't have no sense. Amen. We just gotta submit ourselves to the Shepherd.
Amen.
Because the Shepherd, as sheep, the Shepherd knows what's best for us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know what I need. No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know what you need because you don't know what lies ahead. Amen? Amen. Hey, you don't know what... Hey, if we knew what lied ahead, you know what we'd do? We would change the way we live. We would change our habits. Hey, we would be afraid of something come upon us, so we'd change the way we eat. We'd change the way we act. We'd change the way we react if we knew what lied ahead. I tell you one thing that lies ahead, praise God, is the precious Lamb of God. It's an eternal praise, praise God, that's prepared for eternal prepared people. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, what we need to do is just be prepared through the Holy Spirit, being led of the Spirit. Not only does he lead me by the Spirit, but he feeds me by his Word. What we need today is more the Word of God. See, we've got to a time and a place that we've disallowed the Word. We take this old blessed old black back Bible and we put it on the shelf and we say, you know, when we need it, we'll get it down. If there's ever been a time that we need the Word of God, it's right now in the day and hour we live. We need the preaching and the instruction. Praise God. We need the wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God. We need to let God speak to us one more time to tell us, give us that we need, that we might be a prepared people. So we need Him to feed us by His Word. But not only do we need Him to feed us by His Word, but we need Him to keep us by His power. Amen. Hey, I need to be kept. Amen. I need to be kept. The only one that can keep me is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I could trust in my wife to keep me, but she might not be able to. She might not see the way that I'm going. But pray God, I'm glad I got the power from on high. Amen. For it comes from, hey, everything I need comes from the throne of grace. He ministers down to me, through me, praise God. So I come out washed and clean, pure. Amen. In the eyes of God, I'm that sweet smelling savor. Amen. It goes back to God and He says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Keep plowing on for the cause of Christ. Amen. I'm like you, I've still got a course. I ain't finished my course. Amen. Each one of us have, of course, we have a direction. We have a path that God wants us to follow. I'm afraid what we're doing, a lot of us is missing our path. Amen. Because we're not seeking the will of God. But hey, when He begins to direct, how do you find that, preacher? You find it in the Word of God. God ministers it to you, praise God, through His Word and shows you where you need to be. Amen. I know where I need to be. I'm right where I'm where I'm supposed to be. Now I'm not all the way where I need to be, but I'm where I'm supposed to be. Does that make any sense? In other words, I haven't finished my course, but I'm working on it with the help of God and the will of God, trying to find His will every day of my life. Praise God, and I find that in His Word. He keeps pointing me and directing me and showing me where I need to be. Not only does He give me I have the real confidence and the peaceful assurance, but last not least, I have absolute confidence. I have absolute confidence. And the Bible says, in Psalmist says, I shall not want. You say, well, preacher, you mean you don't want for nothing? I know what I'm saying is the Lord is taking care of me. He's ministering to me. Amen. Just like He'll minister to you. Hey, He'll give you what you need day by day to direct you and to direct your home. Hey, listen, you men. You look at me, you fellas, just a minute. The Bible said you're supposed to be the spiritual leader of your home. Amen? That means you're supposed to be the leader. You're the one that's supposed to pick up your Bible and say, young'uns, let's read. You're supposed to be the one that's, when you sit down at the dinner table, you say, honey, let's pray. Amen? And God said, hey, listen, He said, you know what we need? Said, praise God, to have that full assurance, that blessed assurance of God, we need to have some leadership. Amen? It comes from me and you, fellas. We have to step up. We've got several young people in this church now that's expecting, praise the Lord, that are going to have little ones in just a little while. We've got a couple that's already here, and we've got some that's on the way. And we need some good, godly men that'll step up and say, you know what, I'm going to take my responsibility to do what God requires of me. Amen? So I can take my place with full confidence in the Lord, because He's going to be with me and help me be that godly daddy, that godly husband that He wants me to be. Amen? To line me up, to help me be circumspectly before God, to walk in a way. And why do we do this? Because we realize that God, His highest desire for us, our highest good and our highest to bring Him glory is in His thinking. He's there for us. God wants the highest, He does everything He does for us for our highest good. Amen? That will bring Him glory. Why? Because He wants to pour out His riches upon us. Amen? If we have this absolute confidence in Him, we realize that God's going to take care of us. He's going to minister to me and you, praise God, things that we can't do for ourselves. The things that, hey, we need ministering to today. We need God to minister to our hearts, minister in our lives and in our homes and in every situation that we face. Realizing that, hey, I got news for you. Our government is not going to be able to take care of you. I don't know where people think, well, you know, the government can take care of every one of us. It can't do it. It won't work that way. But praise God, with the help of the Lord, amen, He'll minister to us. He'll help us. He'll give us that we need. His riches are unsearchable. Amen. We don't know the extent of what God has. We can't even see the riches that God has for us. We may get caught up down. We may get beat down and say, you know what? I'm just going to give up. It don't matter. I won't say, praise God, it does matter. God has a blessing for you to pour out upon you. God has help to give you. If we could just be thankful for what He's already done. There's no telling what God would do if we could just be thankful for what He's already done. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if there's anything I could be thankful for. Boy, bless your heart. You're still here breathing. You was able to get in here this morning, able to worship the Lord. Amen. Able to see the Holy Ghost move through this place. I mean, that's something to be thankful for. See, we take the little things for granted, don't we? So many times we take our loved ones for granted. We'll get up in the morning, you know, and we'll fix our dinner and we'll give them a little peck on the cheek and say, I'll see you this evening. And we head down the road, get in a car and run down the road at 65 miles an hour, about 2 feet apart, and I wonder whether we're going, and with maybe a chance to get back, maybe not. We take a lot for granted. When we say, I'll see you this evening, you might see them this evening and you might not. Amen. You could go out of here in an instant and be in eternity forever. Amen. But we're not thankful for those moments that we have. That moment when we get to see each other, when they get to come back in that evening and you get to ask them how their day was. We had just a situation here a while back where a young lady had dropped her little boy off at her in-laws, and she was going to run to town and come back right back. And as she topped the top of the hill, there was a big truck that stopped in front of her with a big old thing hanging out the back. And she didn't get stopped in time and run up under that thing. And just a minute went out into eternity. Just a minute. She told that little one, Mommy will be back in just a little bit. I'll see you in a little while. But that she didn't know, praise God, that God was going to take her out into eternity and she'd never get to see her again. Amen. We don't know about tomorrow, but we know who holds today. Amen. That's why it's important today that we have to be thankful for every moment that He gives us. Cherish our loved ones, cherish our family, cherish our time when we can call upon the Lord while He may be found. His unsearchable riches, not only His unsearchable riches, but His almighty power. Amen. The power of the Almighty. The power that He has, praise God, to minister and to change our lives forever. We sometimes take for granted what God has been able to do. What God has already done. The transformation that He's already performed in our lives. The work that He's doing, we take for granted. I wonder what would happen in our lives if we begin to be thankful and to thank God for the way that He's moved in our lives. For those times when we've seen the mighty hand of God intervening in a situation. But I wonder how many times that we just take it for granted. Say, boy, that was luck. I would say, there's no such thing as luck. Amen. What takes place in your life, those good things, hey, it's God, amen, intervening, God a moving upon the situation, praise God, and doing those things that need to be done to preserve life and to give help and to give hope. It's God that does that. And we need to be thankful, praise God, for His intervention in our lives. The way that He's moving in His almighty power, the power of a righteous God on behalf of me and you. Not only for His almighty power, but His faithfulness is unfailing. Amen. He's always there. He's always faithful to us. He's never failed me. Amen. Brother Charles, He's never let me down. He's always been there for me. Amen. The times it's been worse in my life is when I've got away from Him. Amen. I've strayed from Him. I've left Him. But praise God, He's never forsaken me. He's always been there, even in the situation. Why? How do you know? Because if it wasn't for Him, praise God, the situation would have been overwhelming. But praise God, there's a mighty God, the Lord Jesus. Praise God, He was there with me. And the whole time He was saying, it'll be all right. Just push on a little further. Amen. You know, it's tough right now, but it's better farther on. Amen. And I just buck it up, praise God, and trust in the Lord. Realize He's faithful to me. He's never let me down. He's made me a promise that He'd see me all the way through. And He's made you the same promise that He would see you through all the way to the end of the way. That means through this life and into the life to come. See, when we finish up here, we've only just begun to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's through His faithfulness, praise God, that we've persevered. It's through faithfulness in the Lord, praise God, that we can keep keeping on, praise God, and not quit. Because we believe in Him. We trust in Him. But now last but not least, though, I'm thankful to Him, mostly because His love is unchanging. I'm glad that He loved me, praise God. And, you know, a lot of us fellas, we tell our wives, say, you know, we love you. And when we get married, we say, we love you. And if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen? A lot of times we'll tell them, you know, when we get married, we'll say, you know what, I love you. And down the road to your wife, she says, do you still love me? Well, yes, I love you. If I change my mind, I'll let you know. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, God's unchanging in His love for me and you. And that's what blesses my heart the most, amen, is to realize that He loved me before the foundation of the world. And praise God, He still loves me. Yeah. Even when I'm bad, even when I'm mad, praise God, He still loves me. His love is in... When I break the heart of God, when I grieve the Holy Spirit of God, God still loves me. For if we could get a hold of that, praise God, that no matter what we do, glory to God, no matter how bad we've been, He still loves us. His love's unchanging. Amen. It's greater than the love for your children. So I love my children. I love both. I love my son. I love my daughter. And no matter what they do, I still love them. Amen. They've never done anything bad enough to where it's caused me not to love them. Amen. I get mad at them. Sometimes I like to wring their necks. Amen. But I love them. Amen. I love them with all my heart. Do anything in the world for my children. Amen. I love these little children in our church. Do anything in the world for them. I love them. Amen. Well, God's the same. He loves them. He always loves them. He's got an unchanging love. He'll never quit loving you. Amen. No matter what you do, no matter where you've been, He'll forgive that and put it behind you and keep loving you. That's a magnificent thing about God. That's the biggest thing I have to thank Him for, that His love never changes. Don't matter how I get up of morning. Don't know what my attitude is. Don't know whether I wake up grouchy or not. Most time I leave her sleep. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I do. He still loves me. And how do you know why He loves me? Because He chastens me. Amen. He comes. I said that. She ain't in here. He loves me, praise God. He comes to me. He chastens me. He says, hey, look, you know, that ain't right. And because He does it, I know that He still loves me. Yeah. Amen. Hey, listen, you young people, when your mom and daddy give you a whip, when they tell you that something ain't right, they show you something ain't right, it ain't because they don't like you. It's because they love you. Amen. If they ever just let you go and do whatever you want to, then you can say they don't love you. Yeah. Amen. But as long as they're telling you what to do, as long as they're trying to correct you, as long as they're trying to discipline you, as long as they're trying to push you, show you the right path, it's because they love you. That's where God's at. He loves us, and His love this morning is unchanging. He don't change the amount of love He has for you. He loves you with a God-like love. That's an attribute. He can't change it. That's who God is. Amen. He loved you enough that He sent His only begotten Son to die for your sins. That's how much God loves you. And if He loved you that much, He's not going to change His mind. I'm thankful today. Praise God, because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I'm glad that He takes care of me. I'm glad that He is my shepherd that leads me. I want to ask you this morning, is the Lord your shepherd? Is the Lord your shepherd? Are you out in a world of want, trying to find a way? I want to say, Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I'm also the truth and the life. He said, if you want to come to the Father's house, you've got to come by me. He said, I'm the way, truth, and life. Praise God. He said, I'm the way to get there. He said, I'm the shepherd to lead you there. I'm thankful. We ought to be thankful this morning. Listen, as we sit down this week and partake of Thanksgiving, let's take time to be thankful for what God's done for us. Amen. Let's take time to thank Him for the family that we have, for those loved ones around us that care about us. Let's take time to thank Him for God Almighty that loves us with a godly love. Let's take time to think about Him and what He's done. But most let's think about His great and His mighty love. That love that He has for us, that unchanging love that He has for you this morning. I want to ask you, are you thankful to God for what He's done for you? Have you thanked Him for saving your soul? Have you thanked Him for keeping you? Have you thanked Him for all the blessings that He's poured out upon you? Day by day by day.